Simultaneous with that effort, there was also a diplomatic endeavor. Now, the people who were following the diplomatic route knew they shouldn't go along the Ohio River, which was the war front. So the diplomatic route was north through Canada, I mean through northern New York and across Canada till you get to Detroit, and then you go and talk to the Indian people, because this was far enough behind the front that you could go back and forth. And they, the Indian people had a big conference in the fall of 1792. Knowing that they were probably preparing for battle, but still hoping for a peaceful solution. And one of the interesting things about all of the diplomacy focused on that area is the fact that the American government sent out a Mohican named Hendrik Appelmaat, A-U-P-A-U-M-E-T, I think. And the fact that he was a Mohican is very, very important. Because in the early days, in the 17th century, the Mohicans were the traditional intermediaries. And we get a glimpse from the literature of this period and the fact that Indian people had been engaging in diplomacy for a long, long time. And this diplomatic endeavor reached all the way to the Kaskaskias here in Illinois, and all the way up to Hudson Bay, and all the way east into the country of the Mohawks and the Hudson River Valley. One of the remarks that Hendrik Appelmaat made when he came at that time is that he had come to see the Western Indians with news of what the white people were doing. And this is the important part, as his people had been doing for the previous 200 years. So we have evidence of a lot of information and diplomatic channel work that is going on. And at that time, and he was hoping for peace, but we can't, you know, there's books this thick written on battles that took place for about warfare that went on for about the next 4 years in conjunction with simultaneous diplomacy.